Today is the third Sunday after Pentecost. The epistle for the Mass today is here from the Epistle of St. Peter. Dearly beloved, be you humbled under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in the time of visitation, casting all your care upon him, for he hath care of you. Be sober and watch, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist ye strong in faith, knowing that the same affliction befalls your brethren who are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little, will himself perfect you and confirm you and establish you. To him be glory and empire forever and ever. Amen. The Gospel for the Mass today is taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 15. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At that time, the publicans and sinners drew nigh unto Jesus to hear him. And the Pharisees said, and the scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spoke to them this parable, saying, What man of you that hath 100 sheep, and if he shall lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the desert, and go after that which was lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, lay it upon his shoulders, rejoicing. And coming home, call together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, Rejoice with me, because I have found my sheep that was lost. I say to you that even so that there shall be joy in heaven upon one sinner that doth penance, more than upon 99 just who need no penance. Or what woman having 10 drachmas, if she loses 1 drachma, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently until she find it? And when she hath found it, call together her friends and neighbors, saying, Rejoice with me, because I have found the drachma which I had lost. So I say to you, there shall be joy before the angel of God upon one sinner doing penance. Thus are the words of the Holy Gospel. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. This past Friday was, of course, the Feast of the Sacred Heart. It's a very special feast in the church calendar. It was a feast that was instituted at a time when the hearts of men were becoming cold. It was a time when the problems of Jansenism were ravaging France. And our Lord appeared to St. Margaret Mary, manifesting to her, his Sacred Heart, and asking that this be venerated, and that through her, the nine First Fridays were established. Everybody likes to go to the nine First Fridays because of the promises attached to them, but the actual feast itself was last Friday. And of course, during the month of June, it was such that it's devoted also to the Sacred Heart. It's important for us to understand this devotion, and it's not just something that's a pious devotion with nice holy cards and nice statues. It's actually a devotion which is based on a certain physical reality, namely that of the fact that our Lord, from the moment of his incarnation, has his body and soul, he's linked to the divinity, his human body and soul are linked to the divinity. The person is the person of the second person of the Blessed Trinity, who has assumed a human nature. And so he has a real human heart, and that heart is worthy of adoration because it's attached to the divinity. And so this devotion has been spread then to manifest the great love that God has for man. Because by it, by our Lord's incarnation, by his fact that he is united, God has united himself to the humanity, it makes it capable for him to merit for us and to save us from his sins, which he's finally manifested by the passion of our Lord on the cross. And so we, of course, need to take time to think about that, to consider that, to realize this great love that God has for us, each and every one of us. It's not just some distant love, some distant being that's off in the distance. He wants to be a part of our lives. He wants to assist us in our lives. You know, also, it's another reason why you can start to see that there's this problem of the fact that there's this distance between man and God. It's a distance that man has placed. One of it has to do with the fact that the modern governments want to be such that they want to separate themselves from God and from His church, from the true religion. And so we see this distancing that occurs, and of course, many of the evils that we see today are consequences of the fact that man has separated himself from God. He's left God, he's abandoned God. That also then meant that this devotion to the Sacred Heart has a special importance. Father Matteo Bove, who was a very zealous priest, was such that he had a devotion to the Sacred Heart and wanted to spread that devotion by having home enthronements to the Sacred Heart. And so many of you probably have had your home enthroned. And of course, it's meant to be a part of your devotions. It is a devotion to the Sacred Heart because of that. The image of the Sacred Heart is prominently placed in the home during the enthronement. It's meant to be there in a pride of place in the home. And it's meant that you have this devotion to the Sacred Heart and that you celebrate principal feasts that relate to our Lord with a special solemnity. Also, you, especially on the anniversary of the enthronement, you also have a special celebration for that. And it's meant that you have this veneration for the Sacred Heart in everything that you do in your home. Even though maybe governments may have separated themselves from God, you can at least in your homes have our Lord, have the Sacred Heart there in a prominent place, and venerate Him in your home by the way you operate your home, and that you, of course, remember Him as you go throughout each year. It's important for us to understand that we have to have this devotion to our Lord. It's a proper thing to do. The image of the Sacred Heart also is something that you think about when you are considering confession, because it is our Lord who is actually the one who forgives your sins, using the priest as instrument, and it's a great manifestation of the mercy of God, again, great love of God that He has for each of us. We've committed sins, we've offended the good God above, and we come to the confessional to humbly confess our sins, and we seek absolution to be absolved from our sins, and it's the Sacred Heart who does that. It's God who does that. Yes, the priest is the instrument who God uses, but nevertheless, it's still God who forgives the sin. It's also important for us to remember certain things about that confession also, and it's mentioned a little bit in the Gospel today, even for the third Sunday after Pentecost. It's talked about that there's great rejoicing over someone who does penance. In addition to going to confession, of course, you have what's termed a purpose of amendment, where you have the firm resolve not to commit the sin again. And that's important for the confession. It's necessary for the confession. If you say you're sorry you've offended God, but you're going to go out and do it again, and you know you're going to do it again, you don't have any intention of not stopping, well, how can someone forgive you? God's merciful, but you have to be such that you're sorry yourself and want to avoid this in the future. Not only do you have to have that also, but you also need also to avoid not only the sin, but the occasions of sin. The people, places, or things which can lead you to sin. You can't just think that you're going to avoid the sin by still entertaining the occasions of sin and keeping those things around, which will lead you back into these serious sins. It's important for you to rid yourself of these occasions of sin. And these are things that are necessary for confession. It's necessary for a good confession that you do these things. Granted, sometimes with regard to venial sins that are just kind of happen all of a sudden, they're not intended. Yes, granted, you might be such that you fall into that from time to time, but you know, of course you try to avoid them as best as you can. But you absolutely must avoid the venial sins that are certainly committed with the intention to do so, with the desire to do so. You don't intend to get away from them. You must avoid them. And also, of course, almost goes without saying, any mortal sins. You must, of course, have the necessary dispositions in order to be absolved. But because it doesn't make sense to think that you can be absolved from your sins and still have this attachment to them where you're going to go out and commit them as sin again. You know, it's like saying, I'm sorry for doing this, but I'm going to do that again tomorrow, and I know I will, and I don't care. That doesn't indicate you're sorry. So our Lord wants to extend his mercy to you, but you must be worthy of accepting it by, and it must be such that you're firm in rejecting those attachments to sin, and you must be such that you try to do better in the future. It's something that we must do. It's the sacrament of confession, the sacrament of penance, is medicinal. It's meant to be a medicine for the soul so that you correct your ways. And so it's, nevertheless, though, it's still a great gift of God, great gift of the mercy of God. And so we need to realize what we need to do, and we need to realize these great gifts that God gives to us, and that he manifests these great gifts by showing to us and manifesting to us this great heart that he has, that he wants to be with us, and that he wants to share his mercy with us and to forgive us from our sins, to realize the weakness that we have and to help us to be the divine doctor, who the one who works to help us to rid ourselves of the difficulties that are attached to sin. So during this month, we of course have a devotion, then special devotion to the Sacred Heart. We need to try to be closely united to him and make our homes such they're worthy of his presence. And so we need to do that as we go through this month, and of course reaffirm our allegiance to our Lord. So we do that, and of course it will help us in order to save our souls, because this is what our Lord came to do, and we need to try to do that, to cooperate with those graces. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, amen.